Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 12 degrees, wind chill values as low as 13 below. Winds could gust as high as 22 miles per hour from the north. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 2 below, wind chill values as low as 16 below. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 10 degrees, wind chill values as low as 19 below, north wind 6 to 10 miles per hour. And in the news for today, a simplified three-digit number will go into effect for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. A lead story in today's Wisconsin Public Radio online news reports that on Tuesday, a U.S. Senate committee held a hearing on the nation's mental health and substance use disorders, where Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin talked about a national suicide hotline change. She helped spearhead establishing the three-digit hotline people can call or access through online chat or text. Early in the pandemic, Baldwin introduced the bipartisan National Suicide Hotline Designation Act, which was signed into law by former President Donald Trump in October 2020. The change will go into effect July 16th, the WPR story said. During the pandemic, there has been a significant rise in the number of suicides, especially for teenage girls, it has been reported. Also, rising numbers of deaths due to drug overdoses and alcohol-related factors. Suicide rates in Wisconsin rose 40% between 2000 and 2017, according to a new report published by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. And in 2019, 850 Wisconsin residents died by suicide. Rates have climbed considerably higher nationwide during the pandemic. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, reports that the rising suicide rate across the country is linked to elevated adverse mental health conditions associated with COVID-19. The Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice is reporting that Wisconsin Veterans for Peace has initiated a letter urging Wisconsin residents to sign to show support for efforts for a peaceful settlement to the conflict in Ukraine. The letter is addressed to Wisconsin Congressional Representatives Gwen Moore, Mark Pocan, and Tammy Baldwin, and reads, quote, "We write to urge you to step forward as a voice of reason as the world's two major nuclear superpowers continue to move closer to possible war over Ukraine. It is a time for negotiation, diplomacy, and de-escalation, not buildup of troops and weapons that increase the risk. The need to act to prevent a war is urgent. Please do not set this aside or respond with a form letter from a staffer. We need you to take a leading role to prevent this looming tragedy. You undoubtedly know the issues, the history, and the arguments. We will not waste your time asking you to read a lengthy treatise about the need to choose peace over bloodshed. Our request is this, that you either initiate and circulate a Member of Congress letter to President Biden in opposition to sending more troops and weapons to Eastern Europe that could provoke a war with Russia, or, if such a letter is already in circulation, that you sign on and add your name. A public statement that you have taken that action also would be important. Time is obviously short. Please do what you can to encourage the Biden administration to pursue the right course." More information about the petition is available at the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice website. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.